What are you doing in here? At parties in the pool house, you're sitting in your bedroom alone, staring at your phone. What's the matter? Are you too edgy to hang out with us? Yeah, right. Not edgy at all. You totally don't spend all your time up here listening to Slipknot and writing angsty poetry about all the crushes you have on the cheerleaders. And that's someone else's Cure poster, right? Hey, relax. I never said it wasn't a classic, and I never said I didn't like Slipknot either. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm hanging out in your room with you. Yeah, well, maybe I want to be a little dark and mysterious tonight. What can I say? It's Friday. I'm in love. Oh my god, the look on your face. Wait, oh my god, your sister was right. You do have a crush on me.
No, you don't?
Well, why don't you look me in the eye and say that then? You're a college guy now. You're gonna have to learn to talk to girls at some point. Can't just sit around lusting after goth girl posters all day. Really? You don't have a single goth girl poster in this entire bedroom? Not even, say, on the back of this door? I knew it. Well, she's hot. You have good taste. I am nothing like those girls. And yet, you still, definitely, absolutely, 100%ly have a massive freaking crush on me. The redheaded cheerleader best friend of your sister. Someone so out of reach for goth freaks like you, right? Yeah, I bet you think I would never give you the time of day. Are you familiar with the term self-sabotage? You'd be surprised what you can talk yourself out of, even when you know it's what you want, what you need, or what you deserve. You can talk yourself out of ever even trying at all. And that'd be a real shame. You look so nervous. All I'm doing is getting comfy with you on your bed. But you don't have anywhere else to sit. Aside from your gaming chair, and I think your bed looks much comfier than that. There. See, it's not so bad, being cuddled up with me on your bed, right? Haven't you wished something like this would happen? That you might wake up one day with me curled around you like this? So, back to self-sabotage, and you thinking you know how I would react to stuff. You don't know. You have no idea what kind of stuff I'm into or what kind of stuff I've done. Actually, that gives me a great idea. You ever played Never Have I Ever? It's a great way to find out each other's deepest, darkest secrets. But you have to be truthful. There's no making stuff up or lying. So... Okay, all right. We can start small, like, never have I ever used a fake ID to get into a club. No, I really haven't. I told you I wanted this to be honest, and no one has ever ID'd me. You have? Wait a second. Color me shocked. I wouldn't have taken you for a club goer. Okay. That makes sense. And a rock show is totally a valid reason to use a fake ID to get in. Your turn. Never have you ever... kissed a cheerleader. Are you actually being brave enough to flirt with me right now, or are you just trying to find out if I've ever kissed a cheerleader? Well, I have. And no, you're not allowed to ask me which one. This isn't 20 questions. could help you change that, by the way. The never kissing a cheerleader thing? Well, I'm here. You're here. We're alone. We both have lips. And I do happen to wave the pom-pom at every football game, so... Ha! I knew you didn't have the balls. I'd almost be offended if you didn't look like you so desperately wish you could kiss me. Why do you do that to yourself anyway? Sabotage yourself. Talk yourself out of taking risks or going for what you want. I know you're a little shy, but you do know you can do things while being afraid, right? Like, you can have the fear, but you just have to do it anyway. I'm alone, in your bedroom, with you, playing stupid party games to try to make you comfy enough to kiss me, so why would you ever think it wasn't something I wanted? No, shut up. It's clear. I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands on this one. Well, how about this? Never have I ever pinned a sweet little goth boy against his headboard and pressed my lips to his. But I'm about to. Have you ever been kissed at all? Like, is this your first one? You're flushing and getting all bashful, so I'm thinking it is. You've made it all the way to college without some girl taking your first kiss, haven't you? Well, no wonder you're so nervous around me. And no wonder you've been ignoring me all night. You wouldn't even know what to do with me, would you? That's okay. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. In fact, I find it flattering. So many guys at college just go right for the groping without so much as a hello, so your shy nature is actually pretty appealing. You can let me take the lead, and besides, you're safe with me. You can trust me. I'm your sister's best friend, and although I like to give you grief sometimes, I wouldn't actually do anything mean to you, ever. The other girls make fun of me a bit, but I'm really into guys like you. Now, I've had enough of the dumb jocks at my school. I want someone who can hold a conversation and doesn't just go right for the good stuff. But speaking of the good stuff, I'm gonna kiss you now, okay? So you better be ready. I've been told I'm a good kisser, so you've got a great teacher for your first one. Now, sit here, with your back to the headboard. Legs out straight. I'm gonna settle myself in your lap, like this. And please, remember to breathe. You look like you're gonna pass out. Put your arms around me. Don't be shy. I'm literally telling you, I want to kiss you as much as you want to kiss me. Here we go. I like to get in close. Take your face in my hands. Bump my nose against yours. Lightly press my lips to yours, like this. Few sweet kisses to get us started. And then a little more. A little spicier. All you have to do is copy what I do and let your instincts guide you. People have been making out for hundreds of years. It's like written into our DNA. So don't overthink. Just let yourself feel. Well, you, wow. I didn't know you had that in you. Color me impressed. This is probably the bravest thing you've ever done, huh? I bet there are all kinds of things you've never done that we can get into tonight. No one's even noticed we aren't at the party by now, so they're probably all tipsy and playing games of their own. We have all the time we want. So, why don't you kiss me again? And we'll keep playing. And you can tell me. All the other things that you've never done before. What about kissing down your neck to your chest? And you look so cute with all those goosebumps. Come on, play the game. You have to say, never have I ever seen a girl's boobs. And hentai doesn't count, you know. I mean, like, real boobs in person. You want to see mine? Here. Look. Do you like them? I used to be so embarrassed at their size, especially since I have to jump around so much as a cheerleader, but I don't know. I kind of like them. You can touch them, you know. Cross another never have I ever off your list. Come on. You saw me in my bikini earlier. I'm giving you permission to, like, live your dreams right now. You can't expect me to believe you haven't been thinking about this all night long. So, go ahead. Give my boobs a squeeze. Oh, that's actually so nice. Your hands feel amazing. And my nipples are getting so hard already. Motorboat them. Yes, I'm serious. Motorboat them. Push them together and bury your face. Never have I ever. Oh. Wow, that actually feels so nice. I think it might be highly underrated. Hey, kiss me again. I like the way your tongue feels in my mouth. Your kisses are even hotter when your hands are on my boobs. Hey, never have I ever fucked my best friend's brother. But I'd like to. Do you really want to spend yet another weekend with an old gym sock and a bottle of Vaseline? Or would you rather finally fuck the pussy you've been aching for? Well, then we better get me ready, hmm? It's never too late to learn how to eat pussy, dork. I will lay down and relax, and you can crawl over here and taste me. If you do a good enough job, I might even blow you. Cross another never have you ever off your list. Okay, taking my panties off would be a good start. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, I don't know, it's just wild that we're
we're actually doing this, you know? So.
Yeah. Okay. Take them off. Oh. Yeah, kissing down my stomach is an excellent start. And running your palms up my thighs. I've got goosebumps of my own. Okay, so what I want you to do is like follow your instincts and, you know, lick it kind of like an ice cream cone. A little bit of suction. I kind of just want you to experiment. And if you need a little guidance, well, that's what I'm here for. So, how about it? You gonna give me your tongue now? Okay. Someone is vying for straight A's in this class. Oh, God. And you went like straight for the clit, my guy. Yeah, no, I know. You're not like a prude, but I'm still impressed. God. Oh, thank fuck everybody's outside. You keep eating my pussy like that, and I'm pretty sure the entire county is gonna hear me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Am I gripping your hair too tight? I can get a little carried away. No? Okay. Are you one of those who, is into hair pulling? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I think you might actually make me come. Like straight out the gate with the fucking oral talent. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, okay. You have definitely earned that blowjob. Oh, fuck. You weren't lying about your level of experience, were you? Because, whoa, God, that was, like, brain-shattering. Here. Yeah. I love tasting my own pussy off a man's tongue. You weren't expecting me to flip you onto your back, were you? Well, never have you ever been with a girl like me, so. Okay, you are wearing entirely too many clothes. You better take these pants off. Oh. Fuck, your cock. Look how hard you are. Is that just from eating my pussy? It's like, I've not even touched you. That is so hot. No, I'm not bullshitting you. That's fucking hot. And damn, your cock looks so good. Okay, now try not to bust your nut too early, okay? I won't be mad if you do. Don't get all in your head about it, but try, all right? Oh, why? As I told you, I'm gonna fuck you. Don't you want me to take your virginity? Hot, popular, college football cheerleader. Come on. And I want to hear you say it. Are you sure? Are you sure you want me to take it? Oh, wise man. Stay still, or I'm gonna have to sit on you. The way your cock just jumped against my tongue tells me you might be into that. Okay, that's all you get for now. I promise you're not gonna last very long inside my pussy. Look at me. In my eyes, please. Are you ready? Really? Because just slowly rubbing the tip of your cock up and down my pussy lips, it's just not enough. I want to feel you. You. Not just anyone. So, when you're ready, push up into me. No, wait, don't move yet. Enjoy this moment. You're inside me. Your cock is all warm, enveloped in my tight, wet pussy. So, how's it feel? Oh, it feels pretty fucking good for me. Your cock is filling me so perfectly. Oh, that's right. Now. Let me take care of you. Put your hands on my tits and play with them while I ride your cock. Oh my god. Of your geeky little cock. Don't look at me like that. I meant little as in a term of endearment, not little in relation to size. Oh, trust me. Oh, you are fucking perfect. Oh. Besides, it's courtesy for me to bully you just a little bit, right? Oh my god. Yes. Oh, you're a fucking natural. Fuck. This is the best anyone has ever fucked me. Never have I ever been cream pied. You wanna do it? Yeah, you wanna be the first person to fill my pussy with cum? God, yes, 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 yes. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, rest your forehead against mine. I want you to look me in the eye while you fill me with your cum. Holy. Ooh, I've got, like, goosebumps. So, how was that? Do I measure up to the goth girl poster or what? Better? All right, you're catching on. That is the right answer. So, this doesn't have to be a one-time thing, you know. Well, you weren't the only one hiding a big old crush. I always liked you. In fact, I only really became friends with your sister so I could get closer to you. No word of a lie. It turned out we became actual friends, like, totally by accident, and I'm glad we did. She's great. I was thrilled when she told me you liked me. And maybe we totally planned this party at your house because I wanted to be alone with you. I know, right? I am so busted. Okay. One last round of Never Have I Ever. And if we've done the thing, then we have to kiss. Okay, never have I ever fallen in love with my best friend's brother. Oh, wait. I have. I guess that means... Ha ha ha.